5. Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. What are we learning about today, Sarah?
Well, it's Shark Week.
Yes.
Did you know that? It's Shark Week.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Is it as big of a deal? I feel like it was a much bigger deal like a few years ago when it was like Sharknado.
I feel like there was a lot of buzz about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of those Sharknado movies, right?
Yeah. I think that, what are there, up to like 3 or 4 at this point?
Yeah. If anything's sequel worthy, it's Sharknado. Yeah.
So I thought today, in honor of Shark Week, we talk about sharks.
I love it. That's a great idea.
So there are more than 500 types of sharks.
Really?
They range in size from the small dwarf lantern shark, a deep sea species that's only 6.7 inches long.
Oh, tiny little guy.
To the whale shark, which is the largest fish in the world, which reaches approximately 40 feet in length. I would not want to come into contact with that, for sure.
A big fella.
They are found in all seas and are common to depths up to 6,600 feet.
Jeez.
They generally don't live in freshwater, although there are a few known exceptions, such as the bull shark and the river shark, which can be found in both seawater and freshwater.
You're kidding.
But not in Lake Ontario.
Thank you.
No.
Or any of the Great Lakes.
Or the Finger Lakes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So thanks to fossils, we know that sharks have been swimming the seas for at least 400 million years.
Jeez.
Until the 16th century, sharks were known to mariners as sea dogs.
Sea dogs.
Sea dogs.
They sound nice.
Yeah. Shark lifespans vary by species. Most live 20 to 30 years, but the spiny dogfish has one of the longest lifespans at more than 100 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Imagine the people he could eat in 100 years.
Yeah. Whale sharks may also live to over 100 years, and researchers in 2016 used radiocarbon dating on 28 Greenland sharks and determined that one female might have been around 400 years old.
Wow.
Which, that just seems crazy to me.
Less of a fish, more of a monster.
Right.
When you get to that thing.
Point,
400
yeah.
years.
So sharks have an excellent sense of smell, which helps them locate and identify prey, recognize territorial markers, and even find potential mates.
Oh.
The shark's olfactory organs, which help it smell, make up approximately 2/3 of its brain.
Really?
Yeah. Sharks don't have any bones. Instead, their skeletons are made of cartilage, the same flexible tissue that is in your ears and your nose.
Oh.
And these skeletons are much lighter than bone and help sharks remain mobile and buoyant in the water.
And extra terrifying, really.
So when it comes to shark behavior, the classic view describes a solitary hunter ranging the oceans in search of food. However, this applies to only a few species. Most live far more social, sedentary lives and appear likely to have their own distinct personalities.
Is that right?
Yes. Even solitary sharks meet for breeding or at rich hunting grounds, which may lead them to cover thousands of miles in a year.
Oh, yeah.
Shark migration patterns may be even more complex than in birds, with many sharks covering entire ocean basins. And sharks can be highly social, remaining in large schools.
I've seen shark out for brunch sometimes. They will just be very social. They'll just hang out and go for a drive afterwards.
Out of all the shark species, only 3 are responsible for 2-digit numbers of fatal, unprovoked attacks on humans.
And these are the ones I don't like.
The great white, the tiger, and the bull shark.
Those three.
But considering the number of humans going to the beach at any given time, shark-related injuries to people are extremely infrequent.
It's not that bad.
The Florida Museum of Natural History's International Shark Attack File investigated 137 shark bite reports worldwide in 2021, confirming 73 unprovoked bites and 39 provoked bites, which means that the victim initiated the contact with the shark in some way, like they were trying to feed them or remove them from a fishing net.
Who is trying to feed a shark?
I don't know.
But
just 9 of those bites proved fatal. So
who is trying to,
what are you trying to
feed a shark? You make a sandwich?
You take something
off the breakfast buffet at the hotel?
I'm not sure. So in the United States, a person's chance of getting attacked by a shark is 1 in 11.5 million.
Still too much.
And a person's chance of getting killed by a shark is less than 1 in 264.1 million.
Okay.
So pretty rare.
Pretty rare.
A person has a better chance of dying from a bear or alligator attack or getting struck by lightning than from a shark-related injury.
Of the 4, I'm not sure which one I would choose. Bear, alligator, shark, or lightning?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's tough.
Pretty awful.
Just pick one.
Many shark populations are threatened by human activities. One of the biggest threats to sharks are humans.
Oh, yeah.
Since 1970, shark populations have been reduced by 71%, mostly from overfishing.
Oh.
Yeah. So a popular myth is that sharks are immune to disease and cancer, but this is not scientifically supported. Sharks have been known to get cancer, and both diseases and parasites do affect sharks. Other apparently false claims are that their fins prevent cancer and treat osteoarthritis.
Never heard of any of that.
Yeah, there's no scientific proof to support those claims. At least one study has shown shark cartilage of absolutely no value in cancer treatment.
So, leave
the fins alone. Yeah.
Deal.
So the first Shark Week premiered in July of 1988 on Discovery. A total of 10 shark-themed shows aired that year over the course of the inaugural Shark Week, which was an immediate hit.
Oh, yeah.
The channel's ratings nearly doubled their normal primetime average that year, so they've kept it going.
Oh, yeah.
And it's now the longest-running cable event in history,
wow,
reaching around 27 million viewers.
Unbelievable. So, and it starts today?
I think it started yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah. Okay.
But Jason Momoa is the host this year.
Really?
Which is a great choice, I think.
And they have a lot of shark programming lined up for us?
Apparently, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. You picked out a record to go along with Sharks, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song by the band Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
And in the case of sharks, absolutely the case. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The glam metal band Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy on Legends 102.7. Sarah Duramontis, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about sharks,
yes,
in honor of Shark Week,
which kicked off last night. Yeah. All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay. Some sharks can live more than 100 years.
Sharks do not have bones.
And in the United States, your chance of getting attacked by a shark is 1 in 11.5 million.
Nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Not dive deep.
Yeah, just stick close to shore.
And don't feed the shark, because that's where...
Don't try and feed the sharks, right.
That's when most of the injuries happen.
Yeah, and I also read that they say not to wear, like, jewelry, like, in the water, because it could, like, look shiny.
Oh,
like
shimmery,
a fish's scale or something.
Oh, and yeah.
Right.
Next thing you know, they're just tearing you in half and leaving you for dead. So what programs are coming up tonight on Shark Week? Do you have a little bit of a...
So let's see. Tonight, looks like there's something called Great White Fight Club.
Oh, sounds great.
Sounds awesome.
All right.
Monsters of the Bermuda Triangle.
Alrighty.
And Alien Sharks, Strange New Worlds.
There it is. And this is on Discovery?
On Discovery, yeah. But I think you can also maybe watch it on Max, because Max is now that... You know?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So many places to watch. Some great programming about sharks. Folks want to learn more about sharks. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Super duper. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Back again tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Same time, right? 4:10?
Yeah.
Fresh episode. Yeah. We'll do it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Stevie Wonder on the way, Dan Hill, and Hall & Oates, plus Melanie Sands standing by in the traffic center. First look at our Monday ride home, just minutes away.